morning, boys. How are you?
Very good. Thank you so much. In St. Louis, I think the thought process over the last few weeks has been, okay, seven-game losing streak, they're out. Then they kind of got it together here over the last few days and thinking, maybe they can be back in this thing by winning an overtime on Saturday over the Rangers and Sunday night in Chicago over the Blackhawks. And then monitoring, now you're in scoreboard watching mode. What do you consider the Blues relative to those Western Conference wildcard spots?
Well, to use an old Canadian term, fair to Midland. Hmm. And I think when you look at games like the other night in St. Paul, where both the Kings and the Wild were able to get points, those dreaded three-point games probably hurt the Blues as much as anything. The weekend, I think, gave everybody a little bit of hope for the Blues. You know, that when you consider how well they did coming from and beating the Rangers, and then on Sunday as well in Chicago, to me, you did have some hope. But when you still have teams between you and that final wild card or that third spot in the Central, and they're getting points even when they lose, then you know you've got some issues.
When you look at how the Blues won coming from behind over the last couple of games, they've been getting offensive contributions from their D-men, which they did early, and then there wasn't much in between. What impresses you about the way they're gone about it, and what do you think the difference are with the way they're playing now compared to when they were headed in a totally different direction?
Well, I'll tell you what's happened for me is that Alex Pietrangelo is the Alex Pietrangelo we saw for so many years in St. Louis. And for me, the Blues are reflective of what the blue line does. When everybody's on the same page, when their young guys are doing what they're doing, and then Pietrangelo's leading, then this team is going to be hard to beat. And because so much of what the NHL game now is, the ability to move the puck out of your own zone, and the defenseman having the responsibility of getting the puck to the forwards. Now, Vladdy Tarasenko hasn't been his greatest the last little while, but at the same time, the Blues have scored enough to win. To me, it's on the blue line. It takes a ton of pressure off of both Hutton and Allen when they're healthy. And that, to me, is the key to the Blues. And you know what? Guys, you probably know it better than I do. I think that's been the story for the Blues for the last 5 or 6 years.
Last couple of games, they've been without Tarasenko, and they've still been able to get enough scoring to win. When you look at what they're doing, and you look at the contributions by the defense, like which I said they were getting earlier, is that a different approach? Do you see something that they're doing differently in terms of getting the defense more involved?
Perhaps. I think at a certain point, what you end up doing, and I've seen this with other teams down the stretch, is they just go with their strength. You know, coaches try to reinvent the wheel too many times. But in the end, they say, hey, you know what, let's just let the blue line do what they're supposed to do. Let's just let them carry the puck. And other teams in a similar situation, Calgary's in exactly the same boat, guys, and St. Louis has more points than Calgary, and they've had to rely on their defense to get close to the playoffs. When you look at a team like Dallas, who are really struggling after their road trip, they're not getting the contributions from their blue line other than John Klingberg, and it's really hurt them. So I think that Mike Yeo is now at a point saying, listen, this is do or die. Alex, you better play 26, 27, 28 minutes. The other guys on the blue line, whether it's Edmondson or Pareko, when they're healthy, because that's another factor for this hockey club, there's some pretty good stories. And that, to me, is why the Blues... As I said, for a long time, have always been so good because their blue line has been so good.
If the Blues do find a way to get one of those wild card spots, you think this is a team that has the potential to go somewhere in the playoffs?
Just don't play Nashville.
Yeah. Probably who they play.
Nashville. Yeah, I mean, so, you know, if you're going to get to the wild card, given you can get to the second spot, then you got a chance to play Vegas. And quite frankly, guys, I know that we've all laughed at what Vegas has done this year, thinking the bubble will burst at some time, and they keep, you know, beating the odds and winning. But I still, I am still one that believes that a team like Vegas is beatable in the first round of the playoffs.
right now the Blues have Jake Allen in goal. When Hutton is healthy, his numbers are better than pretty much anyone else in the NHL. Do you guys look at Jake Allen as the guy who, if they get to the playoffs, will be the guy, or will it be Hutton if he's healthy?
Well, I think there's always been an assumption that, you know, Jake Allen was supposed to be the number one goaltender. But, you know, that's right now, that's not the case. So, again, if I'm Mike Yeo and Carter Hutton is healthy, I'm going with Carter Hutton. I don't think there's much question about that. That to me, and then you have to wonder what's going to happen with Hutton in the offseason, too. Are they going to be able to re-sign him? Do they want to re-sign him? Or is he going to demand a lot of money as a free agent in the offseason?
Jake Allen has a very good resume, but it seems in the hockey world, there's kind of two schools of thought on him and that some guys aren't buying into. What do you think of Jake Allen?
Well, when the Blues had Jake Allen and Brian Elliott, I think the hope was that at least one of the guys would get hot and the other guy would then get his game back in order. And I think the assumption was that once Jake was given the number one position, that he would take with it and run with it, and he hasn't. He hasn't shown, let's use another sports term, he hasn't shown any separation. And I think that's the real concern in the hockey world is that, you know, Jake Allen has all the tools. He does a lot of things really well. But when push comes to shove, can he win you the big game? I'm not worried about the game in November or the game in February. Can he win you the big game? Can he win you that playoff game in the playoffs? Look what he did against Minnesota in the first round last year. He was spectacular. And then the second round against Nashville, not so good. And that becomes the real issue for Allen, is that he gets so streaky, and the mental side of the game becomes a real, real harbinger of things to come for him. That becomes a concern. And a certain way, I mean, I listen, Marty Brodeur did a magnificent job when he got there the first time around in trying to get all the demons out of Jake Allen's head, and I think that's one of the reasons why Allen improved. But you know what? The demons appear to be back a little bit.
So how long do you ride with him? I suppose his contract status has got something to do with that, though, doesn't it?
A little bit, but I think what you have to do on a regular basis is, you know, you go to the draft and you make sure that you always find if there's a goalie available that you like, you try to take him and you work for the future. And then, I mean, you ride him as long as Hutton's available to save him. I mean, and again, I mean, I don't think there's, outside of St. Louis, I think people are looking at the Blues and saying, well, I mean, if they got a big game right now, he's healthy, that Carter Hutton would be the guy.
If you look at the West, you mentioned Nashville. It seems like there's Nashville, everyone else, maybe Vegas, because they've been really good all season. Who are the other teams that you would consider real threats to come out of the West?
I think the Winnipeg Jets might be the second best team in hockey, and the unfortunate thing for the Winnipeg Jets is that they're in the same division as the first best team in hockey. So you got Winnipeg and Nashville, 1 and 2, and it would not surprise me to see a Winnipeg-Nashville Western Conference final. Both teams are deep. Both teams have had spectacular goaltending all season long. Connor Hellebuck has done a magnificent job for the Jets. They have Patrick Laine, although Laine got hurt last night blocking a shot. But Patrick Laine has continued to be the great goal scorer as a teenager. And then they got Blake Wheeler, who has become, in my mind, one of the most valuable players to his team in this league. He can play wing, he can play center. They got Ehlers. Paul Stastny, when I tell people in St. Louis that Paul Stastny's gone to St. Louis and fits well as a third-line center, I think a few people would shake their head, but that's exactly what he does. He's filled a void on the third line because the two centers ahead of him, Scheifele and Little, are better.
John Shannon on the Sportsnet with us here on the Ryan Kelly Morning After, talking Blues in the playoffs and in the Western Conference as a whole. John, we appreciate the time this morning. Thank you so much.
Have a great day, boys.
All right, you
Thank
too.
You.